Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this.
Hi, it's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, and we are coming to you live at the Bold Brave TV network. Today, the show is all about how to thrive in middle age. They say 50 is the new 30, and middle age can be cool, fun, hip. It can be the best chapter of your life, and we are going to show you how to make that happen. So if you're older than middle age, you can still take these tips and tools. If you're younger than middle age, you are so lucky because you're going to stay forever young. So what I'm going to talk about is reasons to feel great about being middle-aged. And this is totally contrary to what society is telling people, especially women. They used to make women feel like they had an expiration date. They were not as valuable in middle age. But these are reasons why you can feel amazing about middle age. The first thing is we have self-acceptance in middle age. We know our flaws and we know our assets, and we are learning to love and accept ourselves. And that is a beautiful thing. And if you don't accept yourself, please do for me, because everything is right about you. The second reason why middle age is cool is because we realize that kindness is the most important thing. We get over the pettiness of the high school mentality of the power dynamics and the he said, she said, and we realize that the most important thing is to be kind. What a great way to live, being kind to everyone. The third thing is we are still relevant in society. We are not cows that have been put out to pasture. We are very viable as far as entertainment. If you look at actors and hit shows and movies, they're in middle age now. Things are really changing. Newscasters are in middle age. Everyone is wanting to advertise and sell things to people in middle age. So we are very relevant right now. The next thing is we get to appreciate our parents. When we're young, we're like, oh, my parents are so annoying. They're this, they're that. Now we realize, oh my God, they sacrificed so much for us. They sent us to school. They took every dime of their paycheck and invested it into our extracurriculars. They drove us all around town. So we can really appreciate our parents now. The next thing is we get to wear comfortable shoes. Oh my God. Like, we don't have to wear 5-inch stiletto heels all the time. We can wear gym shoes and comfortable shoes. We can wear whatever we really want. So if you want to wear high heels, God bless you. But if you want to wear comfortable shoes, we've learned the beauty of that. The next thing is we've learned to go with the flow. When we were young, it was like, I have drama, therefore I exist. Everything was dramatic. Everything was life and death, and the sky is falling. Now that we're in middle age, we know that most things, all things eventually resolve themselves. We don't have to be so dramatic about everything. Another thing is we know what our priorities are. And a lot of people, their priorities is not just to chase money around. That's what I teach, that we don't want to just live to work, but work to live. And we value our time, our vacation, time with friends, time with loved ones. So we have our priorities. The next thing is not as much acne. Let's face it. Some of us, when we were young, we had oily skin and we broke out a lot. So as we get older, not saying that I haven't had adult acne, because I have, but there's not as much acne, not as much oily skin and oily hair. So we don't have to wash our hair as much. The next thing is there's no little kids destroying our house. So if we're parents in midlife, our kids are a little bit older. We're not like stepping on Play-Doh and slime, and there's not just toys everywhere. So our house is a lot neater. The next thing is we don't care as much what other people think. What a blessing is that? I remember when I was younger, I was, oh my God, what are they going to think? What are they going to do? What are they? It was all about focusing on other people and what they were thinking of me. Now I know that I just get to show up as my authentic self. And, you know, if you like me, great. If you don't like me, great. I'm not for everyone. And that's a great realization that we have in middle age. The next thing is getting to bed early. I was never getting to bed early when I was young. I wanted to like stay up late and watch TV and do this and that. Now I love going to bed early. It's hilarious because my husband and I are like, if we're in bed by 9:30, we're just like, oh, this is heaven. So we get to go to bed early and be well rested. Sleep is such an important thing for health. The next thing is we don't have to go out every night. I had major FOMO. Every time I was at home, I'm like, oh my God, I'm missing the club. I'm missing the party. What if this great thing's going to happen and I'm going to be at home? Now I don't have any FOMO. I am the party. So if I stay home, great. If I go out, great. But now there's no fear of missing out. So I get to determine whether I stay in or go out. And let's face it, I'm staying in a lot more than I'm going out at this age, and that's good. The next thing is I don't feel like I have to prove myself. So I used to be a human doing. Now I'm a human being. I used to have to, like, you know, feel like I had to win the Olympics or run a marathon just to be valuable to someone. Now I know that I'm lovable just because I exist. And that is so, there's a lot of freedom in not having to be a human doing and just be lovable just because you are you and you're amazing. The next and the final thing before we take a break is we're usually more established in our career middle age. So we don't have to climb from the bottom, be an intern, work in the mailroom, get somebody coffee. Those days are over. We have more seniority in our work. So we can, you know, be in a position of authority and leadership, and we can just kick back a little bit and not have to feel like we're hustling just to get the crumbs. So we're going to go to a commercial break now. I'm so excited. You guys, don't go anywhere. If you're watching on Instagram, go ahead and tune into the live show. The link is in the bio. We're going to hear from Michelle Newman. She's an expert at helping people thrive in middle age. She even coined her own term. It's called the new mid. So if you want to learn what the new mid is and how to thrive in middle age or at any age, go ahead and click the link in the bio. We are going to cut to a commercial break now. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, where we're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And this is a live show on the Bold Brave TV network. We'll see you in a few minutes.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense radio show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on the BBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back from the break. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We still are here in the studio with an amazing host. Her name is Michelle Newman. Let me tell you a little bit about her. First of all, welcome to the show, Michelle. It's so great to have you.
Oh, Rebecca, so wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me. And I love the name of your show. It's great. And I love so much that you're doing this. It's so well needed. And I'm grateful that you had me here. So thank you.
You are so welcome. So let me tell you about my awesome guest. Michelle Newman is a women's midlife transformation coach. She's the founder of the New Mid Coaching Academy and the New Mid Podcast. She's had executive roles at CBS and ABC Studios. And two decades of experience helping women thrive in middle age. Her work has been featured in huge publications such as Deadline, Variety, and The Hollywood Reporter. So, Michelle, I gotta ask, how did you go from being a studio executive to coaching women through midlife?
Well, it's a funny story, actually. We moved from Los Angeles to Maryland. My husband got a job. And I was in the entertainment industry for over 20 years, and we coveted. My last job, I was vice president over at CBS Daytime, and working in the daytime world, we really coveted the demographic 18 to 49. So I'm in Maryland. I had my children older. So I had at the time, I had a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old. And I was 49 and I was extremely depressed because I was like, I'm the last year of the demo. So here we are sitting there at my 9-year-old daughter's spring concert. She's playing the flute and I'm sitting next to this wonderful mom and I start to get a hot flash. Oh. And they were new to me at that time. And so I'm bright red and she looks over at me and she's like, wow, you're getting awfully emotional, aren't you? And I just had to laugh because I was like, you know what? Don't worry. You'll be getting emotional too in a few years. But it just dawned on me. Then I turned 50 a few months later and it wasn't as much of a disaster as I thought it was going to be. And I just started to think, you know what? Here is this 30-something mom who doesn't see me as a midlife woman. She doesn't see me as middle age. She just saw me as another mom. And maybe it had to do that my daughters were 5 and 9 and they were thinking, oh my gosh, who in the world would have kids that old, that young and be that old? But she just made me realize what is my hang up on age. And so I really started to do some self examining and reading and studying. And I wanted to help more women like me get over what I was having in my head. I wanted to shift the mindset. And I shifted my mindset. And then having an entertainment background, I was like, okay, so who can I help with this? Like, how can I help as many women as possible? And I thought, all right, I know the head of the local radio stations. I was living in Frederick, Maryland at the time. And Fred Manning, who owns the Eagle, I got a hold of Fred and I was like, Fred, I need to talk to you about something. So we sat down. I gave him a, like I would normally receive from people, a thick proposal on to do a podcast called The New Mid. He got to page 4 and he was like, sold. So he carved out a half an hour on the local classic radio station. And we turned that from a radio show into a podcast. So that's where the birth of The New Mid came, which was really exciting. And it's been fun because that was back in 2019 and podcasts weren't quite as big as they are now. It seems like everybody has a podcast now.
Yes.
But this was really fun to help midlife women. And, you know, Rebecca, we've done topics, everything, you know, a lot about hormonal imbalance because, you know, once you hit midlife, the hormones are really interesting. And I talked to my latest one with Dr. Tabitha. It's so interesting because if you've taken birth control before, it will wreak havoc on your hormones in midlife. So I had no idea a lot of these things, right? Yeah. So it's really, there's so much information for us, Rebecca. So that's how that started. That's how the podcast started. So then I went to a conference about podcast, and one of the speakers there, his name is Rory Vaden. He's wonderful about branding. He's got these awesome books. I talked to him and we were talking about what I was doing and how I really want to help women at this time in our lives, because I truly believe that we are in our abundance. That yes. This, what if you want to call it second half, this is our abundant. This is our time now. And as I was talking to him and I was getting really excited, he looked at me and he says, Michelle, you need to be a life coach. I mean, you will help people with your podcast. He's like, but you really, I feel this passion in you and I know how you want to change lives. And so I was like, I felt a bit overwhelmed. But as you learn, as you ask questions, as you study, as you just start, it's been amazing. The New Mid Academy is just incredible how the women, they have more self-confidence. They're finding themselves again. They're losing weight. They're getting promotions. They're starting their own businesses. And I'm sure you're very familiar with that, Rebecca. And yes. It's so exciting. Isn't it exciting to see? And I really feel like I am giving these women their second wind. I feel like it's a second wind. It's a fresh start. It's hitting reset. And it's doing things because you know yourself a lot better now. You know, but what I've found a lot is that we've been putting other people in front of ourselves. You know, we've been moms, we've been taking care of kids, we've been taking care of other people, our parents, but now is our time. And if we don't do it now, when are we going to do it?
Exactly. Yeah, it is our time. And if you think that we're people are living to 100, you know, God willing, we will. Midlife is like the halftime show, right? So you still have the whole second half of your life. So if you are playing terrible in a football game in the first half, you can still win it in the second half. So it's just, I love that you said hit the reset. So we get to hit the reset and recreate and reinvent ourselves and start businesses, have new relationships, move across the country like you just did in our midlife. And it's such a beautiful thing to have so many choices. So I love the term that you coined, a new midder. Tell us, what is a new midder? What does it mean to be a new midder? Why is it new?
Well, you know, it's so funny because thinking about what I was going to name my podcast, and you mentioned this earlier in your introduction, if you look at J-Lo, she's 53. We're the same age. We're both 53. Now, I would not pose nude right now, like she just did for her body. But, you know, did you see that juxtaposition of the Golden Girls and then the women on
Sex
in the City?
Right? I love that meme. Yes, what 50 was in the 80s versus what 50 is now.
Right. And we're the new mid. We are our new midlife. We're not our mother's midlife. You know, we're taking care of ourselves more. We're living longer. You know, midlife, the age is 45 to 65. That's our range right now. And can I tell you, I know some women in their 60s who are crushing it. I mean, this is definitely their second wind. They are, and it's exciting. So the new mid is really all of us women who are 45 to 65 who are realizing, you know what, this is a new phase for us. We really can take the ball and run with it. If you're, you know, as you were talking about sports metaphors.
Yeah.
But this is our time. This is our time.
I love it. I love it so much. You know, let's talk about patriarchal thinking and how women were given a shelf life and their value decreased after 40 and more after 50 and more after 60. How can we flip that paradigm on its side using your teachings of the new mid? And because I think a lot of women struggle with that old patriarchal thinking that, oh, I'm just a has-been at 40 or 50. What do you have to say about that?
It's all mindset. And that's a lot of what I like to coach. And that's what I coach. So if you want a red car and you're like, okay, I really want to have a red car, then all you see are red cars. That's the way our mind works. We can absolutely rewire our brains.
Yeah.
As I was saying earlier, you know, I was all about 18 to 49. I mean, when I was in the entertainment industry, we did not have advertisers wanting to sell to anyone over 49. It was crazy. And the only thing they would sell were pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
It was so depressing, you know. Luckily, a lot of that is changing, but it comes down to mindset. Mm-hmm. And we, as I was saying, this is our time. So what I really like to talk about, and if you are in that funk, if you are thinking, oh, I'm my shelf life, I want you to take a minute and I want you to think about who would you want to become? I talk about this as kind of like a moon woman. Who is she up there? And I use that phrase, I take it from JFK when he was talking about going to the moon. When he was talking about going to the moon, he was saying, we're doing this not because it's easy, but because it's hard. They didn't know the math. They didn't know the engineering, but that was the goal. So who is your moon woman? How does she think? What does she wear? How does she walk into a room? What does she want out of her life? And who is she? So thinking about that, giving yourself that permission to even dream and imagine is outstanding. That's the first step, is allowing yourself to dream, allowing yourself to imagine the life that you really want, because that's the starting point. We all have our own set identities. And if part of that identity is like, oh, I have a shelf life, or, you know, oh, I'm too old to do that, I'm too old to wear that, we need to work on that identity for yourself. Because once you start to rewire your brain, and that's what's exciting, is we can rewire our brain. And we, you know, I keep saying this over again, but if you don't start doing that now, when are you going to do it? I mean, look at you, Rebecca. You have your own television show. How great is that? Would you have thought you would be doing that 15 years ago?
I did not. And you know, I'm in LA and I came here for the whole Hollywood thing. I moved here when I was 30 and I felt old since the day I moved here for this town.
Right.
So now I got over that. I'm like, forget that, you know, I'm the perfect age and I've reinvented myself. But how do you think it's getting better in Hollywood as far as ageism, or do you think it's still the same and they're kind of like not caught up with the rest of the culture?
Well, let's just say ageism's real. It's
yeah.
there. It's real. It's absolutely, it should be considered one of the discriminations when, especially
oh, yeah.
when you're going to get a job.
Yes.
I'm not here to say that there is no ageism. There is. It's real.
Of course.
We all have to deal with it. But again, a lot of it has to do with your mindset. And it is so exciting to see somebody realize their self-value. A big part of that is realizing your worth. You are worthy. Just who you are, you're worthy. And so let's tune into that. What do you want? Because you need to come from a new way of thinking. Yeah. We know that our thoughts are what lead to our feelings, which lead to how we're going to act, which leads to our, the results that we get in our life.
I agree.
So, you know, if your normal thought process goes down the path of I'm not good enough, or, oh, I don't deserve that, or I can't wear that, or, oh no, you know, I'm past that, then that's what your life is going to be like. But if you are, if you start to switch that, if you start to switch your identity, and I like to talk to my clients into writing a life script, you know, and you wanted to be on television, you wanted to have your own show, and look at you, you're doing that. That's your life script. That's, you're writing it as you go. And I'm here to say, I've seen this happen over and over and go over again. And it's so exciting. It's, you know, a lot of women might be a little more timid, a lot, you know, feel not as worthy. But once you start to get past that in your identity, once you start thinking from a new angle, you can become unstoppable. I've seen people change jobs. I've seen people ask for promotions, ask for more money. Say no when they know they're getting, you know, I don't want to say abused at work, but, you know, taken for granted at work. They've started to stand up for themselves and the results are incredible. So once we start doing that, once we start becoming, being the woman, so it's the be, do, have.
Right.
So once you know who you want to be her, start being her, start acting like her. Go out and get your own television show. Like, you absolutely can do this. And that's what's so exciting. But you can't sit back. Like you, Rebecca, you've got to have an action plan.
Yes.
You've got to do something about that. You can't just think, oh, it will come to me. Oh, there's ageism out there. There's all kinds of excuses people can have.
They're limited beliefs. You can have, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too rich or too poor, I'm too funny, I'm not funny enough, I don't know the right people, the people I know wouldn't believe in me. Like, there's a million limited beliefs. But let's talk about ageism, because you know where it came from is that women's worth was in their ability to bear children. And that was why they were worth anything. We're talking about Western, modern Western culture, not in ancient cultures. Women were more revered. But when women are no longer able to have children, then bye-bye, you're sent out to pasture. We don't advertise to you. We don't have content about you. And I am really passionate about the show Desperate Housewives, because it was the first primetime show to show women in their 40s and 50s looking hot, having love affairs, having interesting lives. And I think that show really helped the culture move forward, that women are not just here to like give birth and then not be worthy of anything.
Well, look, we have, if you want to look at Nancy Pelosi, she's in her 80s
oh,
and she's the Speaker
her.
Of the House.
Yeah.
You know, look at Kamala Harris. She's in midlife. You know, we have women. One of my husband's classmates from Stanford is the general manager or president of GM. She's the first female.
Wow.
Mary Barra. You know, women are starting to make more strides, and that's how we change the narrative. So if you are thinking about doing something exciting and bold, do it. That's how we create change. That's how it happens. Having more women in the CEO seats, in the C-suite, having more women help each other and be complement of each other. Because when we have an amazing sisterhood to lift each other up, but I'm not going to, we still have bear most of the responsibility. We still bear most of the responsibility for our children, and we still bear most of the responsibility for our elderly parents. We are the sandwich generation. It's not going to be all unicorns and rainbows.
Yes.
But that shouldn't, as you say, have the limiting belief in stopping us. The bolder you are, the more you step into who you're meant to be, becoming that woman, you are going to help the generations below. We're helping the generations below us. So, you know, I think it's up to us.
And I think it's really changed because when we were younger, women were competing for the attention and the validation of men, not even realizing that that was internalizing the patriarchy. And now women are like, we're collaborating on the show. I'm going to be on your show. We're working on projects together. We're lifting each other up. Women have really switched from a scarcity mentality of there's not enough to there's plenty of everything to go around and let's link arms and get there together. And I think that's a beautiful shift that has happened, you know, in the last 10 years.
Well, I have to say when women band together, we get a lot done.
Yeah.
We can move mountains. It's pretty remarkable. And I think that's the difference. When I first started in the entertainment industry, I was surrounded by women that were more like, hey, I had to go through it, so you have to go through it. And the generation now is like, hey, I got here. Here's a hand up. You know, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And I think this younger generation is going to make huge leaps and bounds for women, but they're coming on our shoulders. And I love that. I want to help them as much as I can so that they don't have this women rivalry, because it was alive and well when I was in the entertainment industry. But I'm hoping that it changes. It's changing. But like, for instance, our collaboration and more collaborations in midlife has made a really big difference.
Yeah, it really has. And it's so great to collaborate with you. So what are some shifts we can make in our mindset to be the best version of ourselves? I know you have a saying in your coaching program called BECOME, capital B-E. So what does that mean? Did we already talk about that in Be, Do, Have, or would you like to add anything else to that tagline you have of BECOMING?
Well, you know, I think every single day. So what I like to coach to is in helping to rewire your brain. There's a few things. We are wired to think negative. It's that saber-toothed tiger, you know, what's going to harm us. So we automatically are wired that way. So how do we rewire our brain so we can be the best person that we want to be, so that we can create our new identities and go after that? We've heard this before, but gratitude. Mm-hmm. How, you know, your best way to start the day is by having a solid morning routine. And that starts with three things to be grateful for. But what you need to make sure you do is that every day there's three new things. Mm. You can't just say the same, my health, my family, the health of my family. Every single day, you need to put down three new things that you're grateful for. And what this does is this helps wire the brain to look for new things to be grateful for. It just starts doing that, you know? So gratitude is a really big,
now big, this big is part a of it. An aha moment for me, because I was writing down a gratitude list every morning with almost the same exact thing. So this is really a tip that has helped me. So you guys, if you're listening, I'm learning as much from my podcast as you guys are. So awesome. So three new things every day. And what else do you do in your morning routine?
I forgot to say, drink water. We need to be hydrated. Mm-hmm. Hydration is really important. And if you think about it, we hopefully have been fasting for 12 hours. You want to give yourself that 12-hour break so that especially your liver can recharge. You need your liver to rest. So when you wake up in the morning, I always have water by my bed. You can put lemon in it. You can put some ginger. You can put some Himalayan salt. All of that is really good. You want to drink about 8 to 10 ounces the first thing you come up, because that helps restore your brain. So you're drinking water, you're writing down three things that you are really grateful for. And then I like to set an intention for the day. What is my intention? What do I want to accomplish? Then how do I want to feel? And then how do I want to think? What's my leading feeling for the day? And what's my leading thought for the day? And then what is one action I'm going to do that day to help me become who I'm going to be? I always have a now goal. And my now goal, I have a now goal for my business and I have a now personal goal. So I always give myself one action that I'm going to do towards that goal. Now you have to get the reason why I want to have a leading feeling and a leading thought for the day, in addition to my intention slash now goals, is that you need to have your thoughts and feeling align. If they're out of whack, you're not going to be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So those are, and then of course, I always have to exercise. You need to have your body move. Now, this isn't in the morning routine. This is something I do throughout the day, is to, again, to help rewire your brain. I will either give a person a compliment or I will thank them. And again, it has to be a different person every day. And you have to consciously do this act of kindness.
I love it. In person, can it be in person or online or on social? Any way to compliment and thank someone?
All of the above. And you, I mean, obviously you can compliment and thank if you want to, but consciously sending out a thank you email to somebody in your social network, consciously sending out an email or a compliment on social media, every single day, it is amazing how that comes back twofold to you. And then the last thing I suggest is, you know, people talk about meditation, and meditation can be really tricky. I'm not a guru. I'm not Deepak Chopra. So when I try to sit down and meditate just for 5 minutes, and it's not, I don't always have the time in the morning, but I will find 5 minutes in my day to have quiet time, because it helps me focus. And we are ADHD people. I mean, think about it. We have so much going on. We might have the television on and cooking and listening to a podcast, and then your kids are running out or your mom calls on the phone. You know, we have so many different things. We think we can multitask, but really there is no such thing as multitasking. You never do anything really well when you're trying to multitask. So giving yourself the 5 minutes to be focused, to be calm, and yes, your mind might be racing, but bring it down to doing 5 breaths. I don't know if you've heard of the book Breathe by James Nestor. It's a fantastic book. I think every midlife woman should read it. But the perfect way to breathe is, you really need to use your nose, nasal breathing, and you're going to want to take 5 inhales and then 5 exhales with your mouth closed. And he has a huge thing about health and breathing. So that would be my tips.
And whenever I'm stressed, I just stop and take a deep, mindful breath. So if you're listening to this live or the podcast version, I encourage everyone to stop, inhale, 5 seconds, exhale, 5 seconds, and just recenter yourself, recalibrate, and boom, you can restart your day at any time. So this has been an amazing interview. I'm really excited. When we come back after the commercial break, we're going to talk about how people can stay in contact with you, what you're working on. I feel so validated to be a middle-aged woman in this era. I'm not going to believe that women have a shelf life and that, you know, I have to be a victim of ageism. I believe in going from victim to victor. And we have so many great examples like you and J-Lo and Gwen Stefani and Jennifer Aniston. And the list goes on of women who are thriving financially, having beautiful new romances or reviving old romances and looking hot and in the best shape of their life in midlife. So this is a time to celebrate. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I am your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We're coming to you live from Bold Brave TV, and we're going to cut to our last commercial break of the show. We're going to come right back. You don't want to miss this next section, because we're going to talk about how to stay in touch with Michelle. We'll see you guys in a few minutes.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of the Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we are live at Bold Brave TV. We are just finishing up a very enlightening conversation with our guest today, Michelle Newman. I'm sure you're going to want to keep in touch with her. So what are you doing right now? How can people take advantage of your awesome offerings, and where can they find you on social?
Oh, Rebecca, thank you so much. Well, everything I do is pretty much the new mid. So it's mid, M-I-D, so the new and mid. And if you want to, I would love to have you join my Facebook group, because inside my Facebook group, I give inspirational talks every morning to get your day started, which is really fun. And then I have a lot of free workshops in there as well. And it's an amazing support for midlife women. And it's incredible. One time, I kid you not, Rebecca, one time one of the moms in the group, her daughter was stranded in Austin, Texas. So she hopped in the Facebook group, said, "Does anyone know anyone?" And we were able to help her out. So it's you're going to learn a lot about midlife and a lot of the tools that I teach. So I really hope that you can hop into the Facebook group. And also, you know, I'm on Instagram at The New Mid. And you can find me on LinkedIn, Michelle Newman, as well.
And your podcast, right?
And my podcast. How did I not talk about my podcast? Absolutely. The New Mid podcast is incredible. I've talked to Joan London, Dominic Dawes.
Wow.
Marissa J. Whitaker, my girlfriend, AJ Langer, who is now a lady. She lives in a castle in England. She married a lord. So funny. He's an earl now. But, you know, I just love the podcast. I cannot believe the incredible guest, all to help support us midlife women with different tips on anything from eating and exercise to hormones. And I was so surprised at if you did, like, for instance, take the birth control pill, it can absolutely affect you in midlife in your hormones. Also, working out and intermittent fasting, all of these things are really important now that we're in midlife to know. So definitely listen to the New Mid podcast. And I can't wait to have you on, Rebecca.
I'm so looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much for your time. And I know you just moved cross country. You did a big move from Maryland to Arizona, right?
Yes, yes. Just incredible. It's been an incredible 5 weeks. But yes, we are new to Arizona.
Well, you are starting a new chapter in midlife. So I like that you walk your talk.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm all about making decisions fast, changing them slow.
That is from the book Think and Grow Rich, right? Yeah. So the first self-help book ever, Think and Grow Rich, where Napoleon Hill studied the wealthiest Americans and average Americans, and he divided them into 3% were the wealthy ones, 97% were average Americans, and the 3% all had common characteristics. So if you're listening to this, you definitely want to read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And people who are in the 3%, they make decisions quickly and change them slowly, whereas average people make decisions slowly and change them quickly. So you're definitely a 3%er, a leader, and an achiever, and just a great example for how to thrive in midlife. So thank you so much for your time again, and good luck finishing all your unpacking and decorating your new pad in Arizona.
Thank you so much. And again, Rebecca, thank you for having this show. It's wonderful. It's so great. And I really appreciate being a part of it.
You're so welcome. Well, everyone, you have watched another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. There's a couple great things coming up in my world. I am co-hosting a summit with Amanda Rose. She is a celebrity matchmaker, and I am sharing a virtual stage with John Gray. He is a legend in the relationship space. He wrote the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. So I am just so thrilled to be a part of this summit with him. It's a 10-day free summit. The link is in my show notes under Linktree. You definitely want to grab a seat. If you are in a relationship, find a single friend and tell them, because I have so many single friends and they are really, really struggling. It's really a challenging dating space right now for a lot of people. There's people out there that need this information. Another superstar that's in the summit with me is Ariel Ford. She's an actress in Hollywood and a huge thought influencer. She's going to be on the summit as well. So it's a 10-day summit. It starts August 14th. You get an interview right to your inbox. You can watch it from your bed, your living room, listen to it in the car. You can listen to it at your own pace. So again, go to the link in my link tree to get your free pass. It's called the Manifest Your Man Summit. So if you're gay, straight, or lesbian, you can manifest whoever you want, because you're going to get the strategies in this summit. The next thing we have is we have a masterclass. It's called the 5 Simple Shifts to Creating Your Six-Figure Side Hustle. So like Michelle said, there's so many ways to reinvent yourself in midlife. You don't have to stay stuck in a dead-end job that you hate. You can create an exit strategy by creating a 6-figure side hustle, or even if you want just an extra $500 a month to make a car payment, there are ways for you to turn your passion into profit. So make sure you go to the link tree and get that free 45-minute masterclass where I give you the 5 simple shifts you need to make to create this wonderful side hustle that'll give you financial freedom. The other thing that I have is on my website, RebeccaElizabethWhitman.com, there is a free balance quiz. So you know that I'm all about work-life balance and that I divide life into 7 pillars of abundance: spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. You can take this balance quiz. It'll take you 2 minutes, and it's a snapshot of your life to see where you're in and out of alignment. And then if you want to talk on the phone, I have opened up only 2 spots this week because there's a lot going on. I will give you a 45-minute breakthrough call, no strings attached. I'm committed to getting you a breakthrough in your life wherever you feel stuck. So make sure you also look at the link in my bio if you want to snag one of those 2 45-minute free coaching calls. They have a $500 value. It's a gift that I'm giving to my listeners. So make sure you snag your spot on my schedule because they're filling up fast. Another thing that we have going on is I am obsessed with this collagen. I feel like it's the fountain of youth. I've been drinking it for 2 years and everything has changed. My skin is glowing. My hair is growing. It's thicker than I ever wanted it to be. It's like crazy thick. My eyebrows are thicker. My eyelashes, like nails are stronger. I am just in love with this collagen. There's 2 formulas. There's one for anti-aging and one for fat loss. So if you want to get the $10 off for being one of the listeners, make sure you go to the link tree in the bio and get the $10 off promo code. You're going to love this collagen as much as I do. I have everybody I love drinking it. My mom, my husband, my best friend, everybody that I love is drinking this collagen. So you can drink it with us and you can age backwards. And finally, this show is happening every Thursday. It's live at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. We really appreciate you joining live when you can. So mark your calendar for next week. I'm going to have another amazing guest. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you can take a screenshot, tag me or tag Michelle at the New Mid. We will reshare you in our stories and give you a shout out. And of course, we really appreciate your 5-star reviews. So I know how busy everyone is. We're running around like crazy people. But if you could take 60 seconds out of your day and give us a 5-star review, that's what keeps the show growing. And then maybe share it with someone. Maybe you know someone who is still feeling under the oppression of ageism and feeling like they lost their worth when they turned 40 or 50. Maybe you know someone who has a big birthday coming up and they're depressed about, oh God, I'm, you know, having this milestone birthday and I'm bummed. I don't want to be this age. Share this podcast with them. This can really give them a lift and empowerment to feel that they are worthwhile at every age simply because they exist. Thank you so much for another wonderful episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am Rebecca Whitman, your host. We are always here live at Bold Brave TV. And remember, keep your vibe high and your hands clean. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.